Catastrophic mistake.
United States Republican Senator Marco Rubio on President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw some 2,000 U.S. military personnel from Syria after declaring the defeat of Islamic State. Apparently, some confusion has been sown among journalists covering the story today who found their questions deflected by White House officials. Sagar Magani explains.
Here at the White House, officials were rerouting questions about the withdrawal to the Pentagon, which was sending them right back here. Defense officials also could not square the sudden pullout decision with many statements by Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis about the importance of keeping a military presence in Syria. President Trump, though, tweets the decision should not have been a surprise, saying he campaigned on getting troops out of Syria.
Sagar Magani reporting. In a series of tweets early Thursday, President Donald Trump defended his decision to start withdrawing U.S. troops from Syria, saying the U.S. does not want to be the policeman of the Middle East. Responding to criticism from legislators and pundits, Mr. Trump says the U.S. presence in Syria is getting the U.S. nothing but spending precious lives and trillions of dollars protecting others who in almost all cases do not appreciate what we are doing. Reaction across the globe is varied and meets with not unexpected approval from Russian President Vladimir Putin. At his annual end-of-years news conference earlier today, the Russian president expressed his approval, saying, "As for the ISIS defeat, I agree with the President of the United States. I have already spoken about the fact that we achieved significant changes in the fight against terrorism on this territory and have seriously hit ISIS in Syria." The Syrian Kurds warned Thursday a U.S. troop pullout will have a negative effect on counter-terror efforts in Syria. This is VOA News. Police in Britain said the drone strikes that caused disruption at Gatwick Airport were a deliberate act to disrupt the airfield. Tens of thousands